heard Santa Claus. We've heard Merry Christmas holidays. I'm talking about the holiday. People are already putting up their Christmas lights, getting ready to go. And, of course, the cities are also doing that as well, getting prepared to welcome in the Christmas holiday. Thanksgiving still has to happen, though, Craig, right?
I think so.
That's coming up, too, as well. Well, right after Thanksgiving is when the switch gets turned. And one of the places you want to be is at the Waterfront Winterfest in Lorain. We have Lolly Bancic this morning to talk about it. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Lorain celebrating the holidays always, you know, Santa rides on a fire truck many different times and things like that. Talk about what happens now with the Waterfront Winterfest. You've kind of opened it and expanded beyond what it used to be.
Well, Santa Claus doesn't arrive on a fire truck. He arrives on a float in a nice sleigh pulled by three reindeer. Unfortunately, there's not room for all of them. But our festival kicks off with the parade at 4:30 on November 26th, the Saturday after Thanksgiving. We then have a small program at Veterans Park where we have a little bit of entertainment. The princesses are there. There's some children singing. Just a lot of good fun, the band playing. And at 6 o'clock, the mayor says a few words and throws the switch and turns on the lighting in Veterans Park, which signals the fireworks company to shoot off the fireworks. They usually last about 15 minutes or so, and it's shortly after that where a lot of different events kick off. The Morehouse has free tours from 5 to 9. The library is hosting a frozen party for the children that begins at 6:15 and goes on for 45 minutes. At 7 o'clock, the Windjammer Band will play at Charleston Coffee House, and they will play for 2 hours. The Arts Council will have a little craft where children can come in. They can make ornaments. They can leave them on the tree, or they can take them home to somebody they love. Javon, who is a great designer, is having a T-shirt design from, I believe it's noon until 4. His is before the festival starts. Children are able to go in for $5 and design their own T-shirt. Of course, the big thing is Santa. Santa is now in the Northwest Annex, which is the building between Northwest Bank and Driscoll Music Company on Broadway. He will be there on Saturday from 5 to 9, on Sunday from 3 to 7, successive weekends. He'll be there Saturday and Sunday from 3 to 7 both days. That goes right up to the weekend before Christmas. We have a very exciting item, I think. It's a fire and ice tower. A company comes in and builds a tower out of ice. And they etch it on the outside before they start fire on the inside. And it's really a lovely thing. The fire reflects through that etching. It also reaches pretty high. So I'm waiting for the fire marshal to tell us exactly where that is going to be located. We had a little problem last year. We did it in Veterans Park, and I looked up to see the fire chief had brought a fire truck over. There's a lot of trees in Veterans Park.
That's true. What kind of a design is it, or is it that to be determined?
Just a square box that they build that is probably about 8 foot high, and probably, I would say the blocks of ice are probably about 3 foot long, so it makes it about 3 foot square. And they use pallets, and they use propane to burn it, so it's quite exciting. It's quite different.
And so the fire is inside? It burns inside out?
Yes. And it actually takes all night for it to burn down, believe it or not. Of course, if it's cold out, it takes longer. But it's really lovely. We also have a food court where we're going to have, I believe, 4 different food trucks that are coming in. Those will be at the corner of 4th and Broadway in the city center parking lot. All kinds of food will be available. International Trees and Trains is back again this year at Black River Landing. And we want to express to everybody that everything is free. If you want to buy food, of course, or if you want to have a picture taken with Santa, that is the only cost that you will expend over the entire evening. The LCCC is sponsoring a movie at the Palace. And that movie is Polar Express. It, too, will be free. It begins at 8 o'clock. The fireworks are sponsored by Northwest Bank. The Fire and Ice Tower is sponsored by First Federal Savings of Lorain. I got to get those plugs in. They gave us some nice money to do these events. And we depend on 100% on donations throughout the year in order to pay for everything we do.
I'm looking at some of the other lists. I see that the Palace, the Singing Angels, will be coming.
Yes, Sunday at 3 o'clock, the Singing Angels will be there. Tickets are available at the Palace website. They are $12 in advance, $14 the day of the event.
So this, again, is the Waterfront Winterfest in Lorain, the 26th and 27th. Will there be a giant inflatable Santa up there? I was drove by there one year. It was the corner near after the Bascule Bridge. There was a giant, I think it was a Santa or somebody that was out there.
As far as I know, we don't have any inflatables right. this year. We do have some lighted forms where they're metal and the lights outline right. them. And those will probably be at 8th and Broadway and also in Veterans Park.
Lots of things going on. I see there's a live nativity, too. Church on the North Coast, I believe, is doing something.
I'm keeping my fingers crossed. We've okay. not had real good communication this year, so I'm all hoping right. we'll see them in the parade. And
I'm going to leave Lolly being my expert on this and not trust everything that I'm seeing on your website, though. That's the potential of the possible things that are going on there as well. And, again, this is Friday and Saturday. And then some of the things you say mentioned go through on, I guess, maybe weekends in December or things that are taking place?
Santa goes through the weekends and International Trees and Trains. And if you want to be sure of the times, check our website, which is LorainWinterfest.com.
You have so many different things going on. I imagine you are not the sole proprietor here. You have a lot of help. I hope so.
Well, a year ago, January, the mayor asked me if I would coordinate this. Light Up Lorain was 18 years old and some things were going on, and the mayor thought it was time for a change, and I accepted his challenge. I named my husband the chairperson, lucky him, and we've pulled together a committee. There's probably about 10 of us that do all this, so we have a very good bunch of people who are working. Charlene Connors is in charge of Storyland. She does a fantastic job.
In getting the tree all decorated, that's a job in itself, too, I would assume. Yeah.
Yes, and she does about 25 of them.
Wow. And then, of course, with the arts community in Lorain, too, there's a lot of decorations throughout the community that people will be able to see when they come
yes.
there. Well, we appreciate you stopping up. And again, it's the Winterfest, Lorain Waterfront Winterfest. You can find out all of what's going on, and we appreciate you stopping in. And, of course, anybody who heads out to the lake, and we'll be seeing those even after the events takes place.
I'll be around. We've also coordinated Shop Small Saturday, and all of the businesses downtown will be open during the entire festival.
That's a good way to get traffic into those businesses and see what's new down there. Lolly Bancic, our guest this morning. It's